This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Welcome to Campus Voices, where each week we look at some key issues that affect UK students, the UK campus, and the Lexington community. I'm your host, Michael Ayers, and today we'll be talking about influenza arriving to Kentucky a little earlier than usual this year. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, while influenza, also known as flu, can be detected year-round in the United States, it is most common during the fall and winter. The exact timing and duration of flu seasons can vary, but flu activity often begins to increase in October. Most of the time, it peaks between December and February, although it can last as late as May. In the studio today, we have Jill Keyes, Lexington Health Department's Clinical Service Officer, and Christina McLaughlin Boggs, an Advanced Practice Registered Nurse. Let's just get right into it. First, what are the symptoms of the flu?
Well, typically symptoms are going to be, a lot of times people will say, I just feel like a truck's hit me. Like I feel horrible. Body aches, fever, sore throat, cough, runny or stuffy nose. Sometimes younger children can have some diarrhea or vomiting with it. But really that fatigue or tiredness and really the body aches are one of the main things.
One thing I tell patients is it feels a lot worse than a cold. It's the same symptoms, but it's more magnified. The fever is higher.
Should they go to a doctor right away?
Well, if you truly feel horrible, like she said, worse than a cold, then you want to call your primary care provider just to see what they recommend. But if you do have the flu or you feel like you have the flu, it is recommended that you go. You can get tested and possibly put on some medication.
Okay. And the flu showed up in Kentucky early this year. There's having two reported and confirmed flu cases in Jefferson County on September 18th. Are you guys aware of any cases here in Lexington?
Yes. Student Health, we have had about 17 cases of flu-like illness. Three of those have been confirmed with a positive flu test. So it is on campus, and we want to get students to get their vaccine soon.
And do you have any expectations of this year's flu season being any more different than maybe the past seasons?
It's really hard to say this early. So flu started, but it is now flu season. So because the two confirmed cases in Jefferson County doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be a worse season, but it's still important to, you know, take the precautions to prevent the spread of flu.
Right, and we really don't know how effective the vaccine's going to be until we wait it out a little bit longer. Probably by December, we'll start seeing some reports from the CDC about how effective it is this year. So we just have to wait and see.
Let's move on to the, like, more of the vaccines. Let's talk about how do the vaccines work.
Do you want the basic version or the scientific version?
The basic version.
So the way they work, when the manufacturers make the vaccine, they're taking an antigen from strains of the virus from the previous year. And then that antigen helps your body develop antibodies. So when you're exposed to the flu, your body says, oh, I know what this is. I'm not going to make you sick. So that's how all vaccines work, and specifically the flu as well. And it takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. So the sooner you get it, the better.
And so how often would you recommend people should get vaccinated?
For the flu, once a year.
Once a year. And is there any specific time frame people should follow as to when it is most beneficial to get vaccinated?
Well, as you mentioned, flu season typically starts around October and peaks in December, January, February. The main thing to know is you want to get vaccinated before you get exposed to the flu. So it's important to get it early. And so now's flu season, you want to go ahead and get the vaccine now before you're exposed to it.
And how long does that one vaccination last?
It'll last the flu season. So you want to do it once a year, as you mentioned earlier, and it takes about 2 weeks to develop that immunity. So now.
It should cover for the rest of this flu season, which is generally considered through May.
Okay.
Basically.
And for those who actually end up getting vaccinated, what is the slight chance that they may end up getting the flu?
Zero. From the vaccine. You're not going to get the flu from the vaccine, but you can still get the flu even if you get the flu shot. I think the percentages are 15 to 20% of patients that get the flu shot can still get the flu, and that can be for a variety of reasons. But you won't get the flu from the flu shot. That's a very common misconception among the public, is that you will get the flu if you get the flu shot, and it's just not true.
Does the Lexington Health Department provide flu clinics targeted for a certain demographic? There's some students on campus, maybe English isn't their strongest suit of the language. So is there anybody there that can help kind of guide maybe a little additional directions for those?
So we offer flu vaccine for anyone 6 months and up. And if you do not speak English or you need assistance, then we will have either an interpreter on site, or we have the phone where we can call an interpreter and make sure that we answer all of their questions, explain the process, explain what the vaccine is and why it's important, so we can assist them.
Same for student health. We have interpreters available if we have any international students or English as second language students. We can always get an interpreter to talk to them.
And seeing students on campus interact with one another makes for a great college atmosphere, but with that comes a lot of germs. As we go, let's talk a little bit more about the prevention. What can we do? What can people do around campus to prevent this sickness from spreading like wildfire?
Get a flu shot. Wash your hands. Cover your cough. Take care of your immune system by getting enough rest, eating healthy.
One of the big things is if you think you are getting sick, you have a fever, or you're just not feeling well, you want to stay home, stay away from others.
And that's a very important point. A lot of students, professors expect you to go to class, and you're afraid to miss class, but if you have a fever of 102 and you feel like you've been hit by a train, don't go to class. Try to get into the clinic, and then we can get you excused, a verification of your visit, and deal with the professor.
The CDC confirms between 9.2 and 35.6 million illnesses occur each year from the flu since 2010. What would you say to the people that are scared to get the flu shot because maybe they think they might get sick by getting the flu shot?
Again, as you mentioned earlier, you cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine. So it's important to go ahead and get that flu shot. A lot of people will say, well, I've never had the flu before, so I'm not getting the vaccine. It only takes one time to be exposed to someone before you get the vaccine to really feel how horrible it is when you get the flu. It hurts for just a second. I mean, there's a needle going in your arm, so it hurts for a second, but it is important to go ahead and get that vaccine.
And especially if you have any chronic illnesses, any kind of immune system problem, you're much higher risk to develop complications if you get the flu. Students with asthma, diabetes, we definitely want you to think about getting the flu shot.
Now, are there people that legitimately cannot be vaccinated?
There are a few. There used to be a lot of concern about egg allergies. The flu shot is made in an egg medium, but the CDC now says that it is okay to get a flu shot even if you have an egg allergy. There are some rare cases of a problem called Guillain-Barré. And if anyone's ever had a severe reaction to the flu shot, then we generally will not give them a flu shot.
And why at the age of 65 does someone have the chance of more complications than they're getting the flu?
They probably have more chronic illness, so diabetes, heart disease, lung disease. So age itself is one factor, but it's generally that the older you are, the more likely you are to have other health problems or immune system problems.
Okay. And the CDC currently is recommending that kids stay away from the intranasal spray. What is the reason behind that, and what are some of the effects?
Well, the intranasal spray that you had mentioned, it's a live vaccine, but it has been found that it's not as effective. So, you know, a lot of families chose that option because it avoided having to have an injection. But through studies, they found that it is not as effective, so they're not getting the protection that they would with the injection. So they really recommend the injection.
And let's talk more about the vaccines themselves. There's not just one type, correct?
Well, technically, there are two types. There's a trivalent and a quadrivalent. Our clinic, we're going to use the quadrivalent, and that's going to cover you against influenza A, two components of the makeup of influenza A, and then influenza B. There's several types of flu. The trivalent just covers against two types of A and one type of B. It really doesn't matter. The CDC wants you to get a flu shot. Whatever's available to you, get it.
And people with certain allergies, as far as that goes, what do you recommend?
I think if they have unless they have anaphylaxis, or an allergic reaction extremely severe to a previous flu shot or to egg, then certainly talk to your physician about it. If you have an allergist, you can talk to your allergist to see if they feel like the reaction was related to the vaccine or if it's a reason to not be vaccinated.
And if you got vaccinated early and right before the season started, but the flu season turned out to be a longer one than people anticipated, is there a booster shot that they can get?
No, you'll be covered. If you get it now, you're going to be fine through the season.
And since we're on a college campus, what do you suggest to some students to keep in their dorm room? I mean, if some people wanted to make a flu kit, what would you recommend to put inside?
Thermometer, first of all. I see students in the clinic and I'll say, do you have a fever? I don't know. My roommate said I felt hot. It's much better if we have an actual number. Hand sanitizer, Tylenol, ibuprofen, plenty of fluids, maybe some ramen noodles just for fun. Those are the basics.
Awesome. And now, what happens if after all the precautions you take, you think you have the flu?
And the main thing is you don't want to be around others, so you want to stay home, stay in your dorm room, and call your provider, your medical provider, to let them know what symptoms you're having. And as she mentioned, you know, you want to do plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, want to take care of yourself, and talk to your medical provider just to see if you need to come in, if you do, so they can test you for flu, talk to you about your symptoms, and see what needs to be done.
If you're a student, you can call we have a triage nurse you can call and speak with, and she can let you know if you need to come in. Her number is 859-323-INFO, and that will take you directly to the nurse that works in our clinic. If you do come to the clinic, ask for a mask when you get there. You can put the mask on immediately, and that'll help protect others in the clinic while you're waiting to be seen.
And as we wrap up this discussion about the flu, what final thoughts can you give our listeners?
I think the number one thing that when you think about the flu is prevention. So as we've mentioned it several times, vaccine is the number one way to prevent, and then good hand washing and taking care of yourself, making sure you're getting plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, you're eating healthy, just taking care of yourself.
Cover your cough with your arm, not your hands. And cover the cough, please.
If you would like to get a flu shot, University Health Services is offering low-cost flu shots on campus. Those dates are October 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the first floor lobby of the University Health Center, October 11th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Willie T. Young Gallery Room, October 17th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. again on the University Health Service first floor lobby, October 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Johnson Center lobby, and lastly, October 26th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Willie T. Young Gallery Room. I want to thank you to our guests, Christina McLaughlin-Boggs and Jill Keyes, for joining us today and sharing your expertise with us. Thank you for joining us for tonight's Campus Voices. Stay tuned for more commercial-free programming on 88.1 WRFL-FM, Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Mike Hilaires.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.FM and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.FM/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.